Hot Air, the mostly true story of the first hot air balloon ride by Marjorie Priceman. September 19th, 1783. Thousands of people have come to watch an incredible experiment at the Palace of Versailles in France. Ah, Versailles, 700 rooms, 67 staircases, 15 fountains, 2,000 acres of manicure gardens. Too many chandeliers, paintings, and gold bathtubs to count, but enough about that. What a crowd has assembled! Scientists, schoolchildren, opera singers, and architects, noblemen, farmers, and one famous pastry chef. Even the American ambassador Benjamin Franklin is here, and of course, King Louis XVI and Queen Marie Antoinette, but enough about them. The demonstration is about to begin. After months of work and many sleepless nights, the amateur inventors, Joseph and Etienne Montgolfier, are ready to test an exciting new kind of transportation, the hot air balloon. So never mind the important people and splendid surroundings. Pay no attention to that little dog or that lady with the towering hairdo. Look instead at the basket attached by slender ropes to the balloon now rising high above the crowd. Inside that basket are ballooning's first brave passengers. A duck, a sheep, and a rooster. This is their story. Happiness and joy, an historic event. Our brave aviators who have touched down in the woods at Vaucresson are found in fine fluff and feather and carried back to Versailles. They are greeted with flowers, song, and better food than usual. But enough about that. You may be wondering, did this really happen? Well, yes, sort of. The Montgolfiers were real people who are considered the inventors of the hot air balloon and the fathers of aviation. The September 19, 1783 balloon flight with barnyard animal passengers is a matter of historical record, but the details of the flight may or may not be true. The author heard this part of the story from a duck, who heard it from a sheep, who heard it from a rooster, a long, long time ago.